Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Northern Ontario country artist Sasha Lee is here to chat about her music career and to share some songs. Earlier this year, she was inducted into the Northern Ontario Country Music Hall of Fame, and her latest album is called The Music Made Me Do It. My pleasure now to welcome Sasha Lee to the show. Hey there.
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. How about you? How are things going?
Very, very busy, of course, this time of year being Christmas and all, but very good, thank you. Glad to be on
the
show.
Well, that is so good. Oh, well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and a big shout-out and thank you to Shelley Buffett, who set this up. She is on, you are on her roster, and it's so great that Shelley did that.
Oh, it sure is. She's just a wonderful lady inside and out. It's amazing.
She is, and a great artist herself. She was on the show not too long ago, and so it was great to chat with her. So looking forward to chatting with you, and we've got a couple of your songs to play during the show. But first of all, let's start off with this big honor for you, Sasha Lee. The Northern Ontario Country Music Hall of Fame. Maybe start with how that came about, how you got that call or email.
It all started earlier, actually, late in 2013. Somebody from our community, Johnny Lemire, called and he said, Sasha, there's this thing called the Northern Ontario Country Music Association, and they're inducting people, artists from the Northern Ontario community to be recognized, and it's based on things you do for the community, the time and effort you put into your music and all of that. And he says, I nominated you. Now, before they go any further, they were interested, but are you interested? And I was just... couldn't say a word. Like, what? What is this? And I said, of course. Oh, my gosh. So sure enough, he called back the lady and the area rep for which I think takes care of the Timmins, Cochrane, Kapuskasing district. I'm not too sure all of the area that they cover. It's Linda mm-hmm. Nadeau and Ivan Nadeau. So they're the area rep. So when Linda called and she talked to me all about it, she came over to my house in Smooth Rock and with her husband, and they were, you know, asking questions, and they had me sing, and at the end they slipped this letter, and I'm reading it, and it says you've been nominated, but I didn't click right away because I knew that Johnny had nominated me, so to me it was just, you know, you're nominated again. So, and she says, no, this is true. It's really true. We're inviting you to be into the association. So I'm just screaming, I couldn't believe it. And it was just quite a ride the whole way through. Linda and Ivan are so nice. And then I got to meet Dave Patterson as well, which is him and his team, which take care of it's their baby, the NOCMA. And we had to do dances to raise funds, and I met so many good people throughout the whole process because we get to sing for the other inductees as well in their community. Mm-hmm. So we got to get really close with the other singers as well. And then at the NOCMA's, oh, my gosh, that was just quite a week. And they do such a good job. They make everybody feel so welcome and at home, and that's where I met Shelley for the first time. And, oh, my gosh, the connections and the people, the artists, the shows, everything was just, wow, quite an experience. I have to say it's the best experience in my music career so far. It was just...
Wow.
Oh, I'll remember that forever.
That is so wonderful. And you said a great chance to connect with the other artists who are there along with getting that honor. And I know that when you got on stage, you sang the great Carolyn Dawn Johnson song, Die of a Broken Heart. I saw that online and you did a great job on it, Sasha.
Oh, thank you so, so much. It was, I don't even know. I picked that song because I wanted my husband on stage with me, and he does such good backup on that one. But I love Carolyn so much. And that's such a song that... I don't know, it come and gets me. And even though it's a newer country song, most of my family are more into the older country, like they're George Jones and things like that, and they're not too much fans of the newer kind of country. But that song, every time we sing it, whether you're a new country fan or a country fan of the older music, that you fall in love with it right away. She did such a great job on that song, and that's why I chose that one. It comes and gets me every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is such a beautiful song and a very traditional song as well. Let's go back to when you were 7 years old, Sasha. I know that's when you first got on stage. I think your mom took you and your brother on stage at a carnival. What was that experience like? What do you remember of that?
I was so scared. The first time I sang was at a in front of the family was at a family gathering, and when my mom found out I could sing there, then she would get us up at carnivals and things like that. And I just remember being so shy and wanting to giggle all the time, and I couldn't look at my baby brother at all, or I just start laughing hysterically just because of the nerves.
Right.
But
yeah,
I remember just at the end of it and noticing for the first time at the end of it, because during I was too scared to even look at people. But afterwards, like near the end of it, when I got comfortable, I don't know, something came over me, and it was just, hey, this is, look at all these people. This is amazing. And they're really listening. And we're not just singing, and they're chatting. And I said, we're getting to people. And I'm thinking, oh, imagine if I can write my own songs and have them love, like get into the same world as me on stage with my own songs. And I don't know, it just one moment on stage that day, and that was it. I loved it. I would do stage after that, and it's really it was just an instant, a moment, and that's it.
It's amazing when you can look back at a moment like that, and that a life-changing moment, that things after that weren't the same because you knew exactly what you wanted to pursue. And you mentioned songwriting there. I know that you write a lot of your own songs. When did you write your first song, and how do you feel about that song now? You've probably grown a lot since then as a writer.
Yes, yes. My first song I wrote, I don't play any instruments, so it's hard for me because I didn't know how at the time. To write a song and put music to it. So I would write mostly in the form of poems. And the very first one I did was Why Would I Want To? And I wrote it with Larry Wayne Clark. And he was in Nashville at the time, but I think he's back in New Brunswick, or he's back in Canada, but I forget exactly where. But he's worked with a lot of great Canadian artists. And we would sit together, and he kept most of my poems, and I told him the style I wanted to. It was kind of, I was looking for a Patsy Cline, older country type style to the song. So he fit the words into that melody, and he just changed a few words, saying, okay, we have to find another way to say this little phrase because it's been said too much, and just worked around it. But most of the lyrics were original. And I have to say, that's the one where I have the most input in it. The others are mostly very well collaborated between other songwriters, but that one, it was mostly a form of a poem. And by working with other artists, I've also worked with other songwriters that they don't play music either. So what they would do is sit down, play some tracks of a song, a style I was looking to write around, and we would just play a tiny part of that song and then build on just that little beat. And so I said, oh, well, even if I don't play, I can actually write songs on my own now.
Yeah.
So the ones I'm really working on now are some French ones. And I've got some stuff ranging from more of a rock country to, again, the older country. So, because those are the two, I'm pretty much on the fence on which style I like, because I love both very much.
It's hard to sometimes narrow down the style because, like you said, there's two different directions you would like to go in. But it's nice to do a little bit of everything, right? Or a couple of things anyway.
For sure. We grew up on so many different styles of music, and I think that's reflected in my songs. Like you'll have Forever Thing is more of a pop song, and then you've got The Music Made Me Do It, which has some funk into it. I don't know. It's. I just love to have those different styles in the kind of work. And then, also, I like listening to if I'm going to be listening to an album, I like different styles in it. You never get tired of. It's not always the same kind of, you know. And I remember people telling me you have to stick to one. Somebody has to start the song on the radio and say, oh, that's her, even just by hearing the music. I say, yeah, but a whole CD like that. So I kind of like to mix it up in my albums a bit.
Yeah, variety is nice. I think for you, obviously, as an artist, and for us as listeners, we get to hear different sides of you, and it's not all the same. I totally agree. Let's turn to one of those songs, Forever Thing, which you talked about, and you said it's more on the pop side of country. What can you tell us about the song, Sasha, before we play it?
That one, I wrote it with Scott Sanford in Nashville. That one was wrote at BMI Studios, and it was a song I wasn't even going to cut to start with. We wrote it, and don't get me wrong, I loved it. But I found it was, because it was more pop and I was looking to get more of a different style of country at the moment. But then when I kept re-listening to it, I said, oh, my niece is just going to love this. I have to record this one. So I ended up doing it. I'm so glad I did. I think it's what people's favorite so far. So I'm very glad we did it. And it was written, I don't think we had a theme in mind when we sat down, me and Scott. It was just talking about some ideas and looking for that kind of feel of the song, and we just threw out some words and got it into a direction, and just it developed from there. So, yeah.
It's
but it
a
was
great
also,
song,
I think
Sasha.
I was looking. Oh, thank you so much.
There's a video I know that you've got for it as well. People can head to your website, sashalee.com. That's sasha-lee.com, and they'll be able to see the video. What was that part of it like doing? Because it shows your fun side. Some of it's in the studio. Some of it's kind of shots of you dancing around. It's really cool.
Yeah, we didn't have money for a big production, so it was just we were looking for a fun feel to it. We had some shots that we filmed in the studio in Nashville, and that was actually the producer's idea. Was Kenny Royster said, because we were waiting the next day because we had Tanya Hancharoff, which is a backup vocalist from Vancouver. She was there at the time, and we were waiting for her to come in the studios and do her part of it. And Kenny just said, hey, while we're waiting, why don't you just film yourself singing? We can film you in the studio. We can film you having fun. Just play around, and then you can maybe do a video out of it. I'm like, Kenny, you are so smart. That's such a good idea. So my husband grabbed the camera, and we were just filming bits and pieces and just going nuts in there playing instruments. And I don't play, but it was, you know, just having fun with it. And then when we got back home, one of my cousins is heading into the media. Actually, she's gone right now in college for it. And she was doing videos for other people around, local artists. So I contacted her, and we worked it out, and we kind of fit the ones from the studio and the ones that we did it at her place, and just made a fun video out of it. And it's pretty cute. I really, really like it.
For sure. And again, our listeners can check that out online. It's a lot of fun. It really adds to the song. Let's hear the song now. This is Sasha Lee and Forever Thing on In the Country.
That we would be just friends. Well, I see.
Northern Ontario country artist Sasha Lee, and that is her song called Forever Thing here on In the Country. And man, that's got so much energy, and your voice just sounds great on it, Sasha.
Thank you. You just want to dance to it, eh?
You do, exactly.
It's such a fun song.
It is. It's great. I'm sure that when you play that one live, you get the people going. What are your live shows like, Sasha? What do you enjoy most about being on stage singing?
Oh, my gosh. I've got so much energy on stage. Sometimes I scare myself. I don't know. I just turn into, I don't know. And I'm such a shy person, so I'm surprised even at myself that I'm able to let set so loose on stage. I just get into the music, get into the story, get into the beat. The beat just, to me, a song is about the lyrics, but the beat has to come and get me too. Like it's, if it's a good balance of both, oh my gosh. And especially with a band, you have so much rapport on stage with all of these artists, all of these musicians, and I don't know, I love the ambiance. And I don't know, I have to say performing is something I would do. I remember one time we did a stint of 3 days, and I was working at Driftwood Truck Stop at the time. My husband had to, it was Sunday morning, and we were driving back, and he had to drop me at the restaurant for my shift. And I'm like, no, I want to keep doing this. That's so much fun. Oh.
I'll bet, and I've heard that about a lot of artists who, when they get up to perform, they've got all that energy and they're outgoing, but maybe when they're off stage, they're not quite like that. They can be more reserved, but that gives them a chance to, I guess, display that side of their personality.
That's so true. I think it's an outlet for some reason. I know I'm very shy. People that know me might not say the same thing because I can be chatty too when I get to know people, but I'm also, it's the first time I meet you, I'll be scared. I won't know what to say. I don't know. But when it comes on stage, you don't know anybody. But I don't know. It's just, it comes out. You're telling a story. It's not the same thing at all. It's like
right.
Beyonce, Sasha Fierce, and alter ego there. Something like that, I guess.
Yeah. That's a good example. I love that. What are some of your favorite cover songs to do, Sasha, when you're in your shows or in a smaller performance, whatever the venue, which ones do you like to sing of the popular songs?
Well, we do a lot of genre. It depends on the event. If we're doing a like an anniversary, we'll go into the older country songs or even older rock songs. We'll do like rock and roll as well. And when if it's for stags or for more outside festival kind of events, I'll do upbeats. I'll be doing, I'm trying to think, Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Sun. I'll be doing Shut Up and Kiss Me, Michelle Wright. I'll be doing Not Here in My Arms, Lisa Broke Up. I'll be doing Better Things to Do, Terry Clark, and I'll throw in some Pat Benatar in there. I'll do All Fired Up. We do What's Up from Four Non Blondes. It's a wide variety. It depends on the venue a lot.
Mm-hmm. For sure, those are great examples. What about on the influences side? I mean, we've sort of talked about Carolyn Dawn Johnson before. As far as other female artists that you look up to and that maybe prove to you that it's a musical path you could take, who are some of those artists?
I would have to say that, well, what got me really into country music, because younger, it wasn't my, I wasn't listening to country, but what the lady that really got me into it was, I have to say, Patti Loveless. Her soulful voice, I don't know, as an artist, she blows me away. And then also Katie Lang, the way she changed genres, the guts it took behind that as well. Céline Dion, starting from, a kid and evolving with the times. Because I remember being told that as, a lady over 30, forget it, you'll never be an artist. Nobody will sign you above 30. And if you're a guy, not above 35. But you look at the artists today and they're still going at it and they're even better now than they were. And they're, past that 30-year mark and they're still evolving. And what I really look up to is the people that can evolve from one generation to the next, and then from one, because the country music is changing a lot as well, and they're evolving into that as well, people that can evolve. So Like I see Terry Clark has evolved a lot. She's keeping with the time. Celine Dion as well. Those are the kind of people I really look up to.
That's a great word you use there, evolve, because, like you said, the music business changes, sounds change. So if that artist can evolve and adapt, grow and change, I mean, it's all the same thing, you know, they're going to last because they're not stuck in what they used to do. As good as that might be, they still need to modernize it a bit, right?
That's right, that's right. And that's why that's what I find sad now, is because it's all downloads. There's not that many people that goes and buys the full album. They'll go on iTunes, buy the tracks they like, but they miss out on so many, because an album is a story for the artist. It'll have, mm-hmm. they'll have to get those new songs that they needed to evolve, but they can, you know, slip in there the ones that stay true to their heart. But because you're not buying the album, you're not buying the story. I find it's you're not connecting as much with the artist that way than it used to be. And I find that's sad.
You know, that's a good point, because a lot of artists, especially in the past when that was the big thing, the full album, it would be sometimes a theme to the album, where they were at in their life. You know, there'd be a range of songs, but there'd be something that the artist wanted to tell you in its entirety through that album. So you're right. In a lot of cases, just downloading one single doesn't give you the whole picture.
No, that's right. Even if you look at Brooks and Dunn, all their albums have that little story. I don't know if you noticed, but it's a story in each album cover, and it's their journey on their albums, and it's every album has the journey. But if you're not buying the album, you'll never know that. So you're not, I don't know, connecting deeply with the artist. It's I know there's something about an album. It's just sad people aren't buying them anymore. Some are. I'm not saying that everybody isn't,
yeah.
But the opportunity to buy just what the song you like, or just the number one single, and not discovering those other songs are it's too bad.
I want to ask you about duet partners. We're going to call it dream duet partners. So it's anybody out there, whether they're from Ontario or the bigger country of Canada, or you know, anywhere in the States. Is there an artist that you hope one day, or even dream of singing one day with?
Oh my gosh, Patti Loveless for sure, Rhonda Vincent for sure, but they're not Canadian, I guess. And Lisa Brokop, she was one of first country artists that I really like. I still do. Not Here in My Arms with my mom. We play it in a acoustic style, and my mom sings the backup, and it's just beautiful. Of course, Carolyn Dawn Johnson. She's just an amazing writer. I would love to write a song with her. She's can get into her emotions so deeply. I love it. I just discovered Victoria Banks through your interviews. Man,
oh,
that girl rocks. Yeah,
she does.
I'd love to work with Victoria Banks. She rocks.
She is amazing.
For sure. Oh my gosh, yes. I was looking at the song she wrote. Like, really? She wrote that? That's amazing. She's pretty talented. A pretty talented lady. And, of course, well, Terry Clark, because, again, she was, along with Lisa Brokop, one of the first artists that got me into country music with her single Better Things to Do. I still do that one as well. So, all grand ladies for sure.
Yeah, those are great choices. Let's turn to another one of your songs here. This time we're going to get to hear you sing a ballad. It's a beautiful song called Out of My Head. What can you tell us about this song, Sasha?
This one was done with Scott Sanford as well. It's the two songs, the only two songs I did with him was Forever Saying and Out of My Head. This one was written on another day, and it was actually a very relaxed session, which took all day. We did it at his place and at his flat, and we had the idea of, I wanted to write about, I have so many people that I know in my life that they have this person, whether it's a guy that loves a girl or a girl that loves a guy from afar, you know, you dream about them and your life is just stuck. They're focused. They can't think of anybody else. They can't eat. They can't sleep. And it's about that. And he actually, Scott himself has the same experience. So we both put both of our experiences together and came up with this song. And it's about getting the guts to say it. You have to get it out of your system. Whether they say no or yes, at least you can move on.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a yes or a no, you know, you need to move to get past this, or else you're stuck for years in that mode. And I remember one of his roommates, came down, which was also, he's a retired songwriter. I forget his name, though, but he was sitting down beside us and just fiddling along on the guitar as we were figuring out the chords to go along with the words. And he, I hear this and I hear that and something going here. And so he came up with a lot of the odd arrangements that you they're not typical to the song, to any other song. And where it goes musically is so touching to me. It's deep. I have to say for myself that is one of my favorite songs of the album.
It's a great song, and I'm sure that when you've performed it and other people have heard the recording of it, a lot of people, as you said, have been in this situation and are in this situation. So have you heard back from people saying they can relate to this song?
Oh, my gosh, yes. They say just the words, one day, you know, I'll get you out of my head and into my arms. And they say, well, that day came, and it worked. You know, and yeah. it's well, good for you. You know,
that's right.
So yes, for sure. And there's so many people, you know, there's always somebody for some reason that you're afraid, either because they're too young or married, or you think are out of your reach, or, you know, well, if they're married, you shouldn't be going there. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But there's always that, you know, oh my God, they'll never like me. I'm not this, I'm not that, or they're too good, or they're, you know, too young, yeah, or too old, or, you know, always a reason that stops you. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly fears about oneself, you know, their self-worth. Yeah. is they don't think they've got what it takes to make that person love them. But yeah, the feedback that came was wow. That helped them actually do that step and realize that their life
That's
was
awesome.
Kind of, yeah, oh yeah, that it was stuck until they did something about it. So it was a pretty amazing feeling.
Yeah, it's great that a song can express that and then also maybe move some people to action to actually take the message of the song and apply it to their life. So let's hear the song now. It's a great one from my guest, Northern Ontario country artist Sasha Lee. This is called Out of My Head on In the Country.
Keep me you.
That is Sasha Lee with her song Out of My Head, and wow, I'm just sitting here listening to that, Sasha, and it's so beautiful the way you sang it and the melody. It's just a great song.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm pretty proud of that one. Well, I'm proud of all of them, but I mean, it's a special one for me. Yeah,
definitely. It's just it's lovely. I just really enjoyed listening to that one. I want to thank you so much for being here, Sasha. It's been a pleasure sharing this time with you and getting to hear the great stories and, of course, the songs. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad I got to meet you.
Me
too. I love
too.
Your interviews. They're all great, and the people you interview are just wow. The good rapport, good questions, good. You get to really, really get into the artist. It's an amazing show you got there.
Thank you, Sasha. That means so much. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I'll let our listeners know as well. They can head to iTunes for your songs and sashalee.com, which is Sasha and a hyphen Lee.com. And let's give a big shout-out to Shelley Buffett for setting all this up and connecting you and I, Sasha.
Thank you, Shelley. I love you.
That's awesome. Well, I look forward to speaking again in the future, Sasha. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, and same to you and yours, Dave.
I appreciate that. My guest has been Northern country music artist Sasha Lee. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap it up for this edition of In the Country.